Paris. Few visitors to the Czech Republic return home without buying some sort of souvenir made from glass. After all, the country is famous for its Bohemian crystal and other glasswares. Nonetheless, Europe's oldest secondary glassmaking school, located in the North Bohemian town of Kamenický Šenov, is now facing existential problems. To make sure that the school, which first opened in 1856, survives the next school year, a group of supporters on Monday launched a public campaign to raise some 500,000 crowns to tide it over. Jan Richter spoke to the school's director, František Janák, to find out what's at the root of the school's financial difficulties.
The reason is that lately, not only our school, but also some other schools have problem to get enough students, because there are too many schools actually, and there are not too many students who would like to study at the secondary school. After 1989, almost every bigger city or county was looking to have their own school for this or for that. It was a little bit chaotic, and state administration didn't really control it. So nowadays we have a lot of schools. If you look at the art schools, we have three times more art schools than in the beginning of the 90s.
Isn't there a problem as well with jobs after your students graduate, because the glassmaking industry in the Czech Republic is going through a very difficult...
Well, partly it can be also a reason, but I don't think so that this is the main reason, because our alumni didn't do only glass. It was always in the past, even in the period of the time when glassmaking industry was doing well, that not everybody who graduated from our school was really working in the glass industry, because our students are educated in order to do anything actually, if it is creative, if it is about art, if it is about the design. So we have a lot of alumni who are nowadays graphic artists, painters, sculptors, architects, curators at the museums, even actors, writers, and so and so. So I think that it is one of the reasons, but not the main one.
What kind of funds or how much money would you need to make it into the next year to survive?
At the moment, it's difficult to say, because it depends on the amount of students which we will have from the next school year. It means from the 1st of September. And also our school is able to generate money itself. We sell student works. We have foreigners here who want to study in our school, so we get money also from them. We do many other activities. So also it depends how we will be able to do these things. But if I would estimate it roughly, I think that $500,000 would be enough.
If the fundraiser is successful and you're going to raise indeed the funds you need to survive the next school year, is there any kind of guarantee that, you know, you will not be facing the same situation the same as next year?
This is it, I think. This is a very good question, because there is no guarantee actually so far. And this is what is not really good for us, for everybody. So therefore I actually work on it, and I would like to get some guarantee. So I believe it's actually about politics. It is partly about money, but I don't think so that money is the main reason. I think it's mostly about politics. So I must find the political support. And if we will get political support, then I think we can find the solution for future.
Jan Richter was talking there to František Janák, the director of the glassmaking school in Kamenický.